Hello there. I'm Nelson Olmstead. Let me tell you how Willamette Valley farmers watch their fields go up in smoke. Here's our spokesman for Pacific Power, Clint Gruber.
Welcome once again to Stories of Pacific Powerland, a presentation of Pacific Power and Light, the company that has been serving the electric needs of the region's homes, farms, and industries through more than half a century of progress and growth. Now, let's listen to Nelson Olmstead with his story for today.
The fertile Willamette Valley of Western Oregon has surely raised many crops in its history. More than a century ago, the first immigrants broke the sod and sowed grain to feed their livestock and to make flour for their bread. They planted gardens, too, and found that the moist valley would grow corn and many root crops. One early day farmer said,
"Yep, one of these days, this valley will be famous all over the territory. Just wait till more land gets cleared and they'll be growing things here you never dreamed of."
Well, the prediction came true. Apples, pears, cherries, prunes, and other orchard fruits thrived in the Willamette Valley. Berries and grapes found a congenial growing climate there. As time went by, enterprising men of the soil experimented in many directions. Hop growing was big business in the Willamette Valley for many years. Flax raising, too, had its day. By and large, however, the mainstay crops of the valley have always been grain and hay. About half a century ago, a few growers in Benton and Linn counties discovered that certain types of grasses adapted best to the damp soil conditions. And one man observed,
"You know, that rye grass makes mighty fine hay in these fields. I'm going to put in a few acres for seed next year, and after harvest I can run stock in the field."
"Yeah, that's a good idea. Sometimes I think we're working the soil too hard, planting grain every year. I might try some rye grass right along with you."
From such tentative beginnings grew one of the Willamette Valley's biggest cash crops. During the 1930s and 40s, new horizons opened up for the area's grass seed growers. Certain varieties of rye grass were in great demand as lawn seed. Before long, many farmers had gone into the seed growing business on a large scale. Today, the Benton County agent will tell you,
"Well, yes, in Benton County alone, we have almost 20,000 acres devoted to grass seed. Now, this includes 16 different seed crops and accounts for about one quarter of the county's total crop production. In dollars, this comes to around $2.25 million per year."
The central Willamette Valley counties, Benton, Linn, Lane, Marion, and Polk, provide 90% of the nation's rye grass seed for lawns, for pasture, for hay, for cover crops, and for soil erosion protection. In addition to its agricultural value, grass seed growing has one spectacular side effect which has startled many a tourist driving through the Willamette Valley on Interstate 5 in late summer. A traveler might pull into a service station en route and say,
Hey, quick, get on the phone. There's a terrible fire back down the road. I never saw such a pillar of smoke. The whole county must be burning up."
"Well, don't get excited, my friend. Everything's under control. It's just the farmers burning the ryegrass fields. They do it every August. It keeps down the insects, the weeds, and diseases. But they only burn when the wind conditions are right, and don't worry, they've plowed a fire line around the field. It can't get away." And so it is that a good many thousands of acres of valuable Willamette Valley cropland go up in smoke every year, but not before they have returned a yield of more than 174 million pounds of seed to make green lawns, golf courses, and pastures and fields all over the United States and in foreign lands.
As Nelson points out...